from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I want to get to this Raheem Morris cut. Raheem Morris talked at a lengthy extent yesterday about the additions of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. Hey, Raheem Morris, what do these two guys bring to the Falcons?
You know, you want to do what the players do really well, and these two guys bring a unique skill set. You know, Justin with his ball skills, his unique skill set to get the ball back. I mean, I can't remember the exact number of interceptions he has in the league, but it's a lot over the last couple of years. And then you're talking about Judon with his ability to affect the passer. And he's really unique because you've seen him in two different systems, do it two different ways. You know, one in New England on the line of scrimmage, calling games and doing that thing from a standpoint of third down and 8+, watching them actually control some of those things. And then a third down and short, being able to play a really smart and high capacity that way. And then also watching him when he was in Baltimore, you know, do some of the other different things from the line of scrimmage, setting edges and blitzing from different spots and areas. Two really exciting players in their own right. I just can't wait to get them on the grass now.
I love that he talks about the interception, and that's going to be a massive thing moving forward, because this is a team in the Atlanta Falcons that did not have a corner with an interception last year. Now you've kind of doubled up at that safety spot in terms of guys that can quickly cause turnovers.
Yeah, it's what this defense needs to be, Kelly's opportunistic. It's what I said a couple weeks ago before we had an edge rusher or an all-pro, another all-pro safety. Is like, you know, I don't need these guys to get 70 sacks. I just need them to be opportunistic in those moments. Maybe get the sack when it counts the most, or get that interception when the game is kind of dwindling down and close it out.
And combining with the guys who are already here, right? Like Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates have the most combined interceptions and forced incompletions among safeties since 2018. So putting those two guys together is a winning formula.
Say that last one again. Not the interceptions, but the other
ones. Forced incompletions.
Oh, you know what that
among
means?
Among safeties.
Means dislodging the ball.
And that leads to ending drives. Yeah. Getting teams off the field on third down. And that, a lot of that is – that's I like it. You could say it again.
Literally my eyes rolled in the back of my head when she said that.
Yeah, so do sacks and Matthew Judon and what, I forget how many games he played last year. He had what, four?
In four games.
He
got hurt in the fourth game.
And the leading sack guys for the Falcons last year had 6.5.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. Speaking of the four games that he played in last year, hey, Raheem Morris, you think Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon be ready week one?
Well, you're talking about two experienced vets that got some experience with similar defenses, if not the same, or calls, things of that nature. Talking to those guys in this process, whether it be both of those guys, when you talk about what we do and how we do and going about the process, you can feel real intellectual, smart football players who can just pick up on it and be able to do whatever you needed to do in order to get ready. So I feel good on that lead-up week going into the Pittsburgh game and getting those guys ready to go, like that you can do it. But, you know, obviously we'll have more of a feel for that after today and this week.
I just, again, having those guys ready for week one, and that was one of my biggest things, because first and foremost, a lot of people don't realize this. Your roster in week one is going to look different than it probably will all year. Like, you can kind of borrow from the offense if you want to for 1 week and kind of have more players defensively. You got the We did the roster math yesterday, Kelly. You got the 50 players you're going to sign other than the specialists, so 25 on each side, unless you want to borrow one and sign an extra safety, and then DeMarco Helms will come back at some point. But having those guys ready for week one, I have to think, is a massive pick-me-up to everybody in the locker room, aside from probably the guys whose spots they're taking, but it has to feel good.
Right, and they will be ready. I mean, like Raheem said there, like, they're veterans. They've done this before. It's just learning the scheme and kind of what are the words now for the things they were doing in their previous spots and how they kind of fit.
Yeah, that's been something we've talked about a lot, because when you have let's just say you just sign a new offensive coordinator, and if Zach Robinson was the only guy coming in that was different, right? Zach Robinson would learn the terminology that was already in place, right? When you bring in Zach Robinson and Kirk, that can kind of come together, but then you also have an offensive line and an offense and Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, that is completely different in terms of terminology. We've been kind of wondering how they would marry those two things together. But I think it's definitely terminology wise on defense, kind of the same thing. How do you marry what they know to what this football team's already working with?
Well, I think that's the beauty of what makes a great coach, is you understand how to put your players in a position to win, put your players in a position that gets the best out of them. You go back to that depth chart thing. I'm looking at defense right now. I have zero clue who goes and stays, other than a couple. I know three guys, four guys, five guys that aren't going anywhere. Six guys, I would say. Onyemata, Grady.
Right, especially on the defensive line.
Jesse.
Oh, such so a bad. Tough decision.
So crazy.
Yeah, Justin, Judon, and AJ. Everybody else, I don't know what to tell you. Because I want to keep nine defensive linemen. And that's just the front three.
Yeah. I do think, too, as you move through it, and Kelly, it's so funny because we're looking at him going, oh, there's two guys, oh, three, let's get five. No,
the
six
math
guys
is
are not going
mathing.
Anywhere. And usually, I'll just bring everybody in on this. When you start to do roster math, like I just said, usually it's 25 on either side of the ball. You can borrow from one side to go to the other, and it's all about week one, right? Who can you squeeze through to the practice squad for 1 week, as opposed to somebody on defense that might be signed somewhere else? I'm starting to think, Bo, when you look at this roster, and we broke it down yesterday a little bit, I'm starting to think you might have 27 on defense in week one, as opposed to 23 on offense. I think you probably try to squeeze like a Carlos Washington through to the practice squad as things sit. Now that's going to change. And I think you might only keep eight offensive linemen in week one. See how far that takes you.
Well, the beauty is that there are going to be a lot of teams in similar situations. There's a good amount of teams, I think, that are going to be squeezed for roster spots. So what you can do is say, look, I thought Andrew Stuber played pretty well. But I think maybe that Storm Norton has already kind of solidified himself as the swing tackle, right? I know that he probably plays right better than left. But
yeah, he's another guy that didn't play.
But you're going to do so much. Ryan Neusel is a guy that you have to keep, to me. He's your backup center. And I'm sorry, but it's not a position that you want to mess with, right? You want to have at least one guy, another guy that he can do that at a high level. And then you're going to have a swing guard. Is that Kyle Hinton or is it John LeGlue? Because I don't think Javon Gwynn, Barry Wesley, or Zach Bailey, have kind of done. Julian Davenport's an interesting name. That could be your eight there. What do you do in wide receiver room? Do you try to carry six?
I think you have to.
But see, remember, here's the thing: when you get down to you're the sixth here or you're the sixth there, you're special teamer.
I was just going to say that, special teams.
Yeah, it's like Keith Armstrong said, what position you play? Nah, Devontae Freeman's a running back. You play spike, you a gunner.
Hey, yes, sir. Yeah, I play running back.
No, you don't. You an R3. Shut up. I love that, man. It's one of my favorite stories.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.